Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for this seed. Get ready, because I brought you into a time and you've seen many beginnings as well as endings. And yet, with the endings, get ready for new ways to expand, new ways to grow. The Spirit of the Lord is realigning and adjusting some things for thee. I feel by the Holy Ghost that the Lord is working behind the scenes. I can also tell you that God says that you're going to come into a time of new confidence and new increase. I can tell you by the Spirit of the Most High that right connections are coming before thee. And you're going to see that between now and around about the 10th of October, favor in communications, favor with people in authority, favor with those in power. And you're going to find that your communication skills are going to be quite powerful now. You're going to find that you're going to be able to impress those who are in authority. New professional opportunities. You might land some new things, new work, new opportunities. Promotion I see all around thee. The Lord says write, 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 and continue to keep on writing. I see extra income, or a new source, favor, surrounding maybe loans or mortgages or even taxes. Or maybe even insurance, some kind of a break that could end up blessing you. I can further tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have a gift of networking, more networking, much more than usual. God says get the business cards ready. God is going to remove the repression and the oppression. If you need to go ahead and obtain a loan or something surrounding a mortgage or address something of that nature, God says do it now, between now and the end of the month, because you have a gift for words and persuasion. Father says around the 24th, this could bring some new opportunities, maybe to higher education or maybe even travel. And yes, you should be writing. In October, you'll go with the flow and there will be no need to worry. I can further tell you that the Lord is moving, for the Lord says the seeds that you have sown shall begin to blossom and grow, because around the 23rd to around about the end of December is going to be a time where the seeds you have sown shall begin to prosper and they're going to begin to reach fruition. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that there is a move of the Spirit, and you're going to get rid of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of doing things. The dream world shall be quite open unto thee. You're going to end relationships that you've outgrown, and you're going to move forward. I heard the Lord say unto me, because you're going to find that around the 23rd of October, circle that date, God's going to touch your career area, and he's going to usher in some new professional opportunities. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the prophetess and then the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this wonderful month of September. As September continues, Father God says this is a wonderful season to begin to focus on finances. For Father God says you'll be doing a balancing act in this season, yet Father God says you're assigned for it. Father God says you're anointed and appointed. For Father God says you'll find balance in relationships, partnerships, and Father God says you're going to be focusing on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says this is the season where he's restoring your health and your mind. I hear Father God saying new vitality and new strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I further hear Father God saying emotional healing. For Father God says this is a season where you're going to begin to take responsibility and accountability for yourself. And Father God says you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God say, focus on the big picture in this season, for Father God says you're going to be able to plan wisely. Father God says you're even reviewing your value system in this season. For I hear Father God saying wise financial counsel. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season where you're going to be walking in a new understanding. I hear Father God saying you're revamping some things, even concerning your personal routines and your everyday schedule. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plan for success, because Father God says you're going to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be paying attention to family in this season in a new way. And Father God says speak and be heard. For Father God said this is a season where you're going to begin to come into even a new restoration, even concerning God says he's restoring some things concerning education. Father God says your education is not over. Father God said to focus. I have scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying, set your intentions. Father God says, set your intentions concerning this endeavor. And Father God says, you're going to complete it. I also hear Father God saying, face your fears. Well, Father God says, you are in the season of self-discovery. And Father God says, you're able to even identify with hidden fears in this season. And Father God says, you're going to begin to face your fears and work through them where they will not become crutches. I hear Father God saying, this is an excellent time to begin to release your fears and face any obstacles. I hear Father God says anything with addiction. Father God says this is the season to release the addictions. I hear Father God saying avoid being a workaholic in this season. And Father God says you're going to work smart and hard. So Father God says move forward in faith and not fear. And Father God says this is the season to focus on your potential and not your past. I do hear Father God saying let go, let God, and move in confidence. For Father God says he's restoring your confidence in this season. Father God says avoid becoming jealous or resentful of anyone or their accomplishments. Father God says this is the season to celebrate others' victories, celebrate others' success. For Father God says this is a season also of self-improvement and self-evaluation. Father God says this is also the season to begin to focus on self and Father God says you're in a season of new self-expression. Father God says let your expression flow through your writings. Begin to write the book for your story is to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Janice. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying higher increase. I'm hearing God say that he's taking you higher, elevation, income. God says that there are some concerns you have. God says for you not to worry. I'm hearing God says to let go, let God. God says for you to just release, release. God says for you to, it's important for you to let go and to continue to meditate on God. God says there's some things that you're trying to manage yourself, but God says that that's not necessary in this season. God says there's certain battles that you need not fight. God says to let go and let God, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Janice. I so concur with Elder. God says this is a season that you're going to be dropping off the weight. You're going to be releasing things, and it's letting go. God says you're going to begin to move forward, and you're going to walk in boldness, and you're going to walk in a surety, for the Lord has already given you the victory. And God says you will walk knowing that you are a great woman of God and you are a great woman of authority and power. God says you will know who you are and you will know whose you are. And God says be at peace and go forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Sister Janice. I hear the word of the Lord saying upgrade. For Father God said upgrade each and everything. I hear Father God saying if better is available, you're not going to settle for less. Father God says upgrade. I hear Father God says upgrade in the home, the car, and concerning business. Father God says entrepreneurship is calling. Father God says business is. Father God says what you're praying for is praying for you, yet what you're seeking is going to Father God says this is the season to press in and press on because Father God says what you began here is a great work, and that is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Janice. Once again, thank you for the miracle seed. Know, Sister Janice, that this is a season of peace. This is a season of faith. This is a season where you'll make wise decisions. It's a season in a time where the Lord will say unto you, woman of God, that prepare, because things are shifting and they are moving in your behalf. And you're going to see God do some unusual things in this season. For I heard the Lord say unto thee, woman of God, favor, favor, along with some new opportunities. For there's a shifting that is happening in the realm of the spirit, and you're going to see it. So the Lord says, worry not, because all things are working for your good, woman of God. Oh, I see you stepping out. I see you stepping forth. And I hear God saying that you're going to step into some new directions that's going to cause you to come into a time of greater abundance and greater success. For the Lord said he's also moving in the area of work. And you're going to find, woman of God, that your creativity shall be the thing that shall surely, surely, surely cause you to prosper as God is shifting and moving in this season. And you're going to find that you're going to step into a new realm, because I heard God said a new walk, new avenues, new doors, new opportunities are really coming your way. And you're going to really sense it and know that God has done this thing, for he is moving, yea, even in this hour. So prepare for the great move of the Spirit. Prepare for the great move of the Holy Spirit. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a fresh start. You'll see it, and you'll know that it is the hand of the Lord, woman of God, yea, even in this hour. For the Lord says, I'm freeing up some things in this season. I'm freeing them up, and things are about to work out and for your favor. Seems like you might be recognized for your skills. You might be walking to some kind of new level of position at work. I'm also hearing the Lord say also, this is a time where you're going to release fears, and you're going to replace the fears with some healthy things that's going to begin to feed your soul. It's a time where you're going to come into a time, Sister Janice, of self-discoveries, and you're going to identify hidden fears and crutches that you might have used to try to hold on to. For the Lord said they no longer support you, because I'm strengthening you, and you're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to come into a time of growth and wisdom and great stature, and you're going to begin to see, woman of God, that God says valuable opportunities are coming your way. For the Lord says prepare, because he's also doing something. If you're looking to apply for some kind of education or something of that nature, it's going to work out in your favor. And I want you to begin to know that God says that as you're perfecting your skills, you're going to find ways to increase business, but also your income. So prepare, because God says they will know you in your industry, because you're going to begin to notice your growing success. For the Lord says the hard days are over with, because there's blue skies ahead of thee, and your career is about to catch some real brilliant fire and in a very exciting way, saith the Lord of hosts. Bless you, woman of God.